The following is an audio recording of There Are No Such Things as Killer Drugs, published October 4, 2022, by the drug war philosopher on abolishthedea.com.
The drug war is one big game of whack-a-mole created to militarize police forces and boost budgets for law enforcement worldwide. As soon as the sale of one killer drug declines because of police brutality worldwide, another killer drug will rise to take its place, and here we go again. It's odd that no one, neither Democrats nor Republicans, ever considers the possibility of teaching honestly about substances rather than demonizing them. For there are no killer drugs in the world. That is a drug warrior myth. Any substance can be a killer if misused, but the actual killer status is created by ignorance, not by the substance itself. Ecstasy is one of the safest substances on the planet, but the drug war makes it a killer drug by demonizing it rather than teaching dancers how to use it safely, which basically means that e-using ravers should remain hydrated. Even crack cocaine is not a killer drug, since it can be used non-addictively, by those who are actually taught how to do so, namely by using it intermittently. But the drug warrior is not interested in telling us how to use drugs safely, he or she is in the business of lying about criminalized substances by telling us that they have no good uses, ever, in any dose, in any place, for anyone, at any time. Of course, we might call cyanide a killer drug, but even that infamous drug has legitimate medical uses, as in clinical chemistry where it's used to measure so-called ketone bodies in the urine of diabetics. It's a good thing that cyanide is not a popular psychoactive substance as well, because then the government would demonize it to the point that even diabetics could not benefit from it, just as hospitals around the world today withhold morphine from pain-racked children in the supposedly enlightened 21st century, under the perverse drug war theory that morphine is bad without regard for when and how it is used. Meanwhile, drugs that could help cure Alzheimer's are dogmatically shunned by researchers because they and their funders want nothing to do with substances that have been tarred with the pejorative epithet of drugs. Then again, the substance demonization campaign that we call the drug war makes sense when you consider the alternative, which would be complete honesty about all psychoactive substances, including alcohol, tobacco, and those big pharma antidepressants on which 1 in 4 American women are dependent for life, a fact that the drug warriors will never tell you. Because no politician wants to be that honest about substances. They want to encourage us to use big pharma meds through primetime television advertising that appeals not to facts, but to our emotions. Then they want to demonize all substances that have been criminalized by botanically clueless politicians, so that we all think ill of the very substances that have inspired entire religions in the past. The last thing they want is an honest account of all psychoactive substances based on actual user reports, both as to the subjective and objective effects of each particular substance, for that would reflect very poorly on the current big pharma meds whose sales to addicted Americans are currently supersizing the already huge nest eggs of the 1%. We can only conclude from this status quo that capitalism requires a drug war to keep the consumer's eyes off the prize. Because in an educated world without substance prohibition, no one in their right mind would settle for the expensive dependence-causing pills of big pharma when they could reach down to the ground and cure their neuroses with the help of one plant, like the coca leaf, or fungus, like the psilocybin mushroom. Indeed, in the 19th century, doctors were mostly irrelevant in many English counties because almost every household had laudanum on hand, from the opium poppy, to treat things like sleeplessness, colds, and bouts of depression. Since then, that naturally occurring go-to remedy has been outlawed, allowing the medical field to claim a monopoly on mind medicine. Meanwhile, the drug warrior has taught us to fear Mother Nature's psychoactive bounty rather than to understand it. The result of all this self-interested wheeling and dealing by the drug warriors and the medical community? Americans are now children with respect to psychoactive substances and the DEA treats them as such, forcing depressed folks like myself, for instance, to visit a doctor one-third their age every 3 months of their life to get a new prescription for another habit-forming and expensive refill. Apparently, folks like myself have learned nothing from our 40 years of socially sanctioned pill popping. We are all still babies when it comes to the almighty subject of drugs. Instead of educating us how to use Mother Nature's bounty wisely, the drug war tells Americans to be afraid, be very afraid. Why? Because, they say, there are killer drugs out there that will destroy our lives. But to tweak a line from FDR, we have nothing to fear but ignorance itself. And ignorance is precisely what the drug war demands. Indeed, the original charter of America's Office of National Drug Control Policy forbade its members from even contemplating good uses for the psychoactive substances that we've been taught to hate. It's no wonder then that American scientists today actually think it's their duty to denounce the mere study of plant medicines that the drug war has banned. When Carol Potter published her book on the coca leaf in 2019, she was scolded by academics for promoting drug abuse. How? By merely writing about the coca leaf. As if factual and objective analysis was no longer the job of a good scientist. Thus, drug war propaganda has led to the perfect form of censorship, one in which the academic community gladly censors its own work in order to help politicians and law enforcement prop up the straw man of killer drugs.
You have been listening to an essay entitled, There Are No Such Things as Killer Drugs, published October 4, 2022, on abolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature, imperialistic, the establishment of the Christian Science religion, a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, and a childish and counterproductive way of looking at the world, one which causes all of the problems that it purports to solve, and then some, visit the drug war philosopher at abolishthedea.com.